You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name is Josh Paterchin, and thanks so much for being with us. Chloe A. Bryan from School of Rock Broadway is here. Grace DiMicis from Harry Potter and the Cursed Child on Broadway is here, and so is Olivia DiMicis from Dolly Parton's Heartstrings. Carly Gold from Broadway's Ferryman duets with me on TikTok. And Stephanie Epstein from the Ukulele Kids Club is here for a very, very special all-ukulele episode of the Early Night Show. So please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. Today, I'm stepping out from behind the piano to support an incredible organization, the Ukulele Kids Club, with today's All Uke episode! Woo! The ukulele is one of my favorite instruments. It's so portable, easy to tune, and really fun to play. It's like that cute little sibling of guitar and banjo, but way easier to travel with and learn to play. It's something that everyone can pick up and try to learn. Well, maybe except New York City's Naked Cowboy. He should stick with the guitar for fuller coverage. As a musician, I love how healing and therapeutic music can be, especially now. The Ukulele Kids Club harnesses the power of music to improve the well-being of children and families around the world. Through ukuleles and the support of music therapy, they give the gift of music for life. The UKC is an international charity that's helped thousands of children around the world to overcome the stress, anxiety, and health challenges of serious health conditions. As if that wasn't amazing enough now, the Broadway community is now involved supporting the UKC's mission through fundraisers, artist endorsements, and creative projects to give the gift of music to children in need. The hashtag UKC Broadway Initiative is directed by Hamilton's Abby Jaros, and I'm so honored to be involved. So, how can you get involved? Well, for starters, you can make a donation at www.theukc.org. Every club member level donation of $50 or more provides a uke to a child. On their website, you can also purchase the coolest ukuleles. I mean, who wouldn't want to play a song from SpongeBob on a cool pineapple ukulele? Or play a song sitting outside in the summer on a watermelon uke? These are available on their website through Cloud Music, who will donate a ukulele to a UKC child for every ukulele purchased. Well, I may not have a beautifully designed ukulele yet, but I can always count on it to make some beautiful music. Speaking on counting on, here's You Can Count On Me by Bruno Mars.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, and I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count. Are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh, 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 yeah, yeah. If you're tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day
friends in need. Oh, you can count on me, like 1, 2, 3, and I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you, like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do. So much fun. For my first guest, I'm so excited to welcome the Ukulele Kids Club president and amazing music therapist, Stephanie Epstein.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hey, Joshua.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show today.
I am so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me on today.
I'm really glad to have you on. The Ukulele Kids Club is such an incredible organization. How did you get involved?
So I first heard about the Ukulele Kids Club when I was actually starting the music therapy program at Holt Children's Hospital, where I work in Miami. And I had heard about it from some other music therapy colleagues that I know. So I had reached out to them and to get to receive ukuleles for my program. And I met the founder, Corey Bergman, and we just connected and kept talking. And I started really teaching him about music therapy and what we did in the hospital, how we utilized the ukulele with our patients, and all of the different goals that we work on. And it became a really, really, really beautiful, wonderful partnership. And I then became their music therapy advisor, and then kind of moved up to the vice president and director of music therapy for the UKC. And I'm now the president of the Ukulele Kids Club. So I work with a lot of music therapists all over the country. I work on our fellowship program, which helps fund music therapy programs. I'm in charge of the Ukulele Kids Club resource portal, which is our online resource portal for all things ukulele that is completely free and open for anyone who ever wants any ukulele resources, that we're constantly updating it. And I'm also in charge of the UKC Academy, which offers free online courses taught by music therapists and musicians and ukulele players. But really, I'm really an advocate for the organization and connect with incredible people like yourself.
As a music therapist, how do your patients in the Children's Hospital react to the ukulele?
I would say that the large majority, if not almost all, absolutely love the ukulele. It is such an easy instrument to get started with. Even if you've never touched an instrument before, it is so easy to get started. It's small, it's compact. So a lot of my patients, they may be laying in bed, they maybe can't really sit up all the way. They may have lines, they may have tubes. They can't really reach their arms around like a large guitar or another larger instrument. So the ukulele is an absolutely perfect size, and so many chords we can play with just one or two fingers, so it's very easily accessible. So it really can help give these patients, whether they're 5 years old or 15, or the oldest I work with is 20, but usually about 21, 22 since I work in pediatrics. But it can really help give them that sense of control, that sense of success, and give them something really positive to focus on in what can be a negative environment, obviously, in the hospital.
How can our viewers and listeners get involved and help out in the Ukulele Kids Club?
I would say, first and foremost, follow our social media, the Ukulele Kids Club, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We're constantly posting videos and stories about the patients that we work with, the music therapists we work with, and the community. Right now, and for the foreseeable future, we have live shows every Saturday night called Live from the Clubhouse Series, which we are so excited to host you on. on July 11th. And these are just concerts from ukulele players and musicians. And we've had a few Broadway performers as well from all over the country from their home and just playing and singing. And it's there are some really, really, really incredible shows. So definitely tuning into those. And you can also go onto our website at theukc.org. And if you feel so inclined to make any donations, you can donate right there, either in memory of someone or in tribute to someone or for a specific hospital or just for the general organization. But really just helping to, help promote all of the events that we're doing and just being what we call joining the club and being a club member.
Thank you so much for what you're doing for the music community and for people in hospitals. Oh, and would you like to sing a song and play a song on ukulele for us today?
I would absolutely love to.
What song do you want to sing and why did you select that song?
So I'm going to do a Broadway tune, of course, in honor of you and our brand new initiative, UKC Broadway. And I'm going to sing and play a ukulele cover of I Could Have Danced All Night from My Fair Lady. And the reason I chose this is because My Fair Lady was really one of the first musicals that I fell in love with. We always used to watch the VHS at my grandmother's house whenever we went. And I fell in love with it. I actually did Wouldn't It Be Loverly when I was about 12 years old at our County Fair talent show, full costume. Choreography and all the other little girls my age were singing Christina Aguilera, and there I was with my flower basket and my little dance. But My Fair Lady has just always been one of my absolute favorite shows of all time, and I thought I'd do a fun ukulele cover of it.
Well, I'm so excited to hear you sing and play the song. Here we go.
Thank you. Let's go.
So much, Stephanie. That was such an incredible rendition of I Could Have Danced All Night. That's another thing I love about the ukulele. The instrument gives the musician so much freedom and creativity when it comes to arrangements and performances. For the next guest performance, I'm so happy to welcome Chloe A. Bryan from Broadway School of Rock to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Chloe!
Hi, Josh!
Hi, welcome back to the Early Night Show!
Thank you.
How long have you been playing ukulele for?
I only started playing ukulele in the fall of 2019.
What made you want to play ukulele?
So I'd always wanted to reach out to other instruments, and there is a music room at my school and it has a ukulele. So one day I decided to pick it up and practice with it, and eventually I really liked it. I started to really like it and I would play all the time, and I still do.
Same. As a Broadway performer, how do you feel that the ukulele has helped hone your skills?
Well, you know, the best thing about ukulele and any instrument really is that you have total control of what you're doing, especially when you're singing a song. And in a lot of cases, being able to control the melodies and the rhythm and the chords has actually improved my knowledge of music as a whole.
How has the ukulele helped you remain connected with the arts during the pause on live performances?
I practice my ukulele pretty much every day, and I love to sing songs with it. And I found that learning ukulele and other instruments in general has increased my love for music and helped me stay true to my musical roots and my artistry.
Do you have a favorite song to play on the ukulele?
Yes, one of my favorite songs that I love to play is probably Amour Plastique by Video Club. It's a French song.
Oh, and what do you think about singing a song for us today?
Sounds good.
What song do you want to sing and what made you choose the song?
Today I'm going to be singing Forget by Liam LaHavis. And I've actually sung the song before on my Instagram, but I just wanted to revisit it because I absolutely love how sassy and vaguely mysterious it is. Kind of mysterious. I really like that.
Well, I'm so excited to hear you play and sing the song. Here we go.
Try to serenade me. I am a one-man band.
so much, Chloe. That was so beautiful. Next up, here's Grace DeMichis from Broadway's Harry Potter and the Cursed Child and Olivia DeMichis from Dolly Parton's Heartstrings.
Hi, Grace and Olivia.
Hi, Josh. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great.
Welcome back to the Early Night Show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
How long have you two been playing ukulele?
I've been playing ukulele since last summer.
I do not play the ukulele.
What made you decide to learn to play?
What made me decide to learn to play? Well, I decided that I think I needed to play a musical instrument, and also I've always had a slight interest that I've wanted to play ukulele for a while, but I finally got one and started just to learn it.
As a performer, has the ukulele helped hone your skills?
It definitely has. It has helped me be more comfortable with music and helped me read music actually better. And I'm able to practice by myself instead of a cappella. I can practice with an instrument.
Because everything is paused, how has the ukulele helped you remain connected to theater?
The ukulele has helped me learn more songs and help me continue my craft without going to voice lessons and using the piano and stuff like that.
Do you have a favorite song to sing and play on the ukulele?
I love to sing Lost Boy, but I also like to sing July by Noah Cyrus and Hey There, Delilah.
What do you think about singing a song for us today?
We will be singing Lost Boy
by Ruth B.
Yes.
What made you choose that song?
We love singing together. It's sort of a way for us to sort of connect and bond, and it's just been a lot of fun working with her, and our voices blend really well. So, and this song just sort of has a hope aspect that we just think so many kids out there just need to hear, and we just need them to know that, you know, there are better times ahead, and if you need to talk to someone, you can.
I'm so, so excited to hear you both sing and play the song. Here we go.
Yay, thank you so much.
There was a time when I was alone, nowhere to go and no place to call home. My only friend was the man in the moon, and even sometimes he would go away too. And ever since that day, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy, they say to me, away from all of reality. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. He sprinkled me in pixie dust and told me to believe in him and believe in me. Together we'll fly away in a cloud of green, Dior, your beautiful destiny. And ever since that day, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy, they say to me, away from all of reality. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free.
Thank you so much, Grace and Olivia. I love that song too. For this week's Sing with Josh on TikTok, I decided to post a song on ukulele for people to duet with by singing and playing ukulele. I'm so excited to share this week's TikTok duet, or hashtag Sing with Josh, with Carly Gold, who starred in the Broadway national tour of Fun Home and was on Broadway in The Ferryman.
Imagine there's no heaven. If you try, no above us only sky. Oh, imagine all the people living for today. Oh, you may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one.
That was so great, Carly. If you want to sing along with me, please make sure to check out my TikTok at Joshua Turchin and look for some of my accompaniment videos. Record duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh and you may get featured on The Early Night Show. Looking for another way to be on The Early Night Show? If you are a student whose show is canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com and you may get a chance to go on with the show. If you enjoyed today's virtual cabaret, please consider making a donation to the Ukulele Kids Club at www.theukc.org and help purchase a ukulele for a child who could really use some music and happiness in his or her life. You can find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests or would like to be involved with the Ukulele Kids Club, send me a direct message on my Instagram at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world and help children in hospitals. Stay healthy and wash your hands!
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.